All right, Mikael Harap.
Harap.
I screw it up all the time.
It's okay.
Dude, crash in the first moto. Come up all the way there. Fourth MX2 guy. Second moto. Crash in the first turn. Yeah. And I don't know what you ended up for MX2, but another good ride. Like, yeah. Dude, really good day today.
Yeah, it was a good day. Unfortunate with the crashes. I mean, in this type of race, you know, a lot of things happen. People are excited. And, mistakes happen. Anyway, for me, what was important was to just to obviously come away healthy.
Yeah.
So we have something to work on for next year. But also just to have fun. Enjoyed the track a lot. And until now, weather's been good. So, yeah, I just enjoyed it, really.
It looked like not much fun. Ruts. Couldn't see vision. Like, I don't know, man. Like, me as a dirt bike, I'm a shitty dirt bike rider. I did not look like it was fun out there for me.
Oh, I had so much fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I had so much fun. I like when the track gets technical.
Yeah.
But still, this track is fast in certain places, like fast, high speed, okay, ruddy corners.
Yeah,
but no, for me, this is like a, it's a perfect track for me. I would say a rough American style track. Wouldn't you say so?
Or? Yeah, like late second moto for sure.
Yeah. And I enjoy those type of tracks a lot.
Yeah. So did you feel like, were you good yesterday? And then like, I think I can have a good day. And when you picked your bike up today, you're just like, hey, I can do this. I mean, did you find some good lines? Like, what were sort of the key to your speed?
I think I was just confidence. Okay. I think I've been quite consistent all year with my pace, and I will say this second half of the year I've been really excelling. You could also see it in time practice and stuff. You know, my pace starts getting more competitive towards the wins as well, and I think that's really just what showed again this weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Feeling good,
okay.
Enjoying.
Yeah. Is this a place normally you're good at?
I've been on the podium here before. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I would say so, but. Yeah, track was difficult, no doubt about it, especially having to pass a lot of people, but no, I enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
One thing about going down and having to pass so many guys is a track like this, you can pass because there's so many mistakes by other guys, right?
Yeah, it does, and also there's a lot of lines to choose from and good traction, so you can sort of place it where you want to, really. But you need to be smart, and you can easily override this type of track and go down. You need to be smart, but it does give you an opportunity to pass, and if you're enjoying.
How'd you guys end up as a overall?
Team Denmark, we're a young team.
Yep.
The two boys that I was riding with normally ride EMX 250.
Okay.
And they stepped up and did the MX 450s.
Yeah.
And we finished 11th overall.
Okay.
Which I think we can be proud of.
Yeah. Listen, I'm Canadian. I would love to be 11th. We're never 11th.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they got good experience. Were they nervous? Did you have to talk to them a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they're young kids. And actually, I enjoy, you know, encouraging them. And I got to say, I'm proud of them. They rode well. Obviously, yes, they were nervous, and the track was probably not the easiest for them. But no, 11th overall, I think we can be proud of that as a team.
I think you had the most underrated ride today. You were really impressive at both motos. So I don't know if anybody's going to talk about it, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think you were really good. You got maybe the most passing points.
Yeah, I think so. Speed was good. Shame we couldn't put it on the paper just because, we went down. But that's how it is sometimes. The most important thing was for me to show and come back, you know. That's what counts.
Sure. Yep. Good job, man.
Thank you very much.